Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A delay, a denial, and then a capitulation. This is the Clinton way, and old habits die hard, apparently, in that family. After months of refusal, Hillary Clinton has agreed to hand over a server and a thumb drive to the Justice Department containing emails from the personal account she used exclusively while Secretary of State. Two of those emails we already know contain information that has been designated top secret and sensitive compartmented information, according to U.S. officials. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. This is quite a distraction on the same day Bernie Sanders is found leading Clinton in a poll in New Hampshire, although closer look at that poll shows it's a statistical tie. But still, that's a distraction and fairly significant. What do you think?
Yeah, just one poll in New Hampshire, but two pieces of really bad news for Hillary Clinton. After months of denials, as you said, John, it was back in March when the existence of Hillary Clinton's private email server that she used as Secretary of State first came to light. Of course, a lot of this pursuant to the Benghazi investigation committee going on in the House of Representatives. Now, after some reviews by the Intelligence Community Inspector General, it has become clear that there were emails on that server that have been deemed top secret and other emails that may have been classified at other levels, you know, below top secret, some since declassified. And now, after a Justice Department inquiry, Hillary Clinton's lawyer saying that she is turning over the server and a thumb drive that had copies of the email, as you said, to the FBI, John. This is the FBI. So there is an investigation that has potentially criminal facets to it going on. Now, there is no indication that Hillary Clinton is the target of a criminal investigation. There has been confusion about that in some reporting in recent weeks in the New York Times and in other places. However, the FBI is looking into this, and the inspectors general from the intelligence community are continuing to query the State Department about some of the emails that they have deemed unclassified because there's some disagreement now between intelligence officials and state officials, John.
The scenarios are sort of predictable, but also difficult to really decipher. There's the old obstruction of justice potential. There's the misuse of classified information. And then there's some deliberately nefarious business that would be found in emails that we don't know anything about. We have no idea what the scenario is. What's Mrs. Clinton's position on, you know, what, if anything, can be found on any of these servers or thumb drives?
And this is the part of it that's going to continue to prove problematic for her, because as you mentioned at the top, we cannot interpret this story through any lens except the lens of a high-profile presidential campaign. So listen to Hillary Clinton in Iowa last month answering reporters' continued questions about what might be on these private servers that she used as Secretary of State.
First, let me say that I am confident that I never sent nor received any information that was classified at the time it was sent and received. And what I think you're seeing here is a very typical kind of discussion, to some extent disagreement, among various parts of the government over what should or should not be publicly released.
Now, candidates typically at this point in the campaign have stump speeches, and Hillary Clinton certainly has that. But she also has a stump answer here. She's getting this question every place she stops publicly.
Yeah, that's true, except that the entire nature of these questions is entirely off message for a campaign that's trying to focus on the economy, on student loans, and other things like that. John, a State Department spokesman importantly said that the nature of the classified emails, they think, is traffic that went among staffers that was forwarded to Hillary Clinton, not necessarily that she knowingly said, ooh, this is top secret, I'm going to email it on a private server. The legal implications of that, whether you knowingly or unknowingly pass classified information, you'd have to ask a lawyer about. Again, she's not accused of any criminality, but this cuts directly against that statement that she made, and that now that the FBI is involved, John, in terms of her campaign, I can promise you this is not a story that goes away soon for her.
Doesn't go away. In best case scenario, it plays to judgment, the judgment question, which is very germane to the campaign. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.